A federal judge hears more testimony today about the treatment of three friends of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev in the hours just before they were formally arrested. All three are accused of interfering with the bombing investigation. The judge is trying to determine whether statements they made during that time were really voluntary. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Day two of the hearing brought new revelations about the conditions that Tsarnaev's two friends from Kazakhstan were subjected to when questioned by federal agents. It began at an apartment complex in New Bedford, where authorities thought Tsarnaev was hiding. Come out with your shirts off, pants down, and walk backwards to us. Those are the instructions that FBI agent John Walker testified the Bureau's SWAT team gave as they surrounded the apartment. Tsarnaev wasn't there, but his two friends, Azamat Tazayakov and Diaz Karibayev, were. Stripped of most of their clothes, they were handcuffed, placed in separate police cars, and interrogated. Authorities wanted to find out what the young men knew about Tsarnaev's location and the bombings. Agent Walker was the first to question them. "This is the biggest thing to ever happen in Massachusetts," he told them. "Jahar Tsarnaev's life is over. Your life doesn't have to be over." "I was stern and focused like a laser," Walker testified. He described the two as cooperative. They were taken to the state police barracks in North Dartmouth. Karibayev was kept locked in the back of a police car for 2 hours while Tazayakov was questioned. The interviewer was FBI agent Farbad Azad. He testified that when he began interrogating Karibayev, Karibayev asked if it would take more than 20 or 30 minutes. "A little more," replied Azad. Karibayev then asked to go to the bathroom. "Number one or two?" asked Azad. Karibayev, whose first language is Russian, didn't seem to understand the question. Later, when they were talking about fireworks and fuses, they had to use pictures to communicate. A key issue is how federal agents got Karibayev to sign a form acknowledging he was informed of his right to talk to a lawyer. "It's been a crazy week. Maybe you can help me out," Azad says he told Karibayev. "We want to speak with you, and we'd like you to sign this form." Azad testified, "It was all really voluntary. You're not under arrest." That statement apparently led to some confusion. "I'm not under arrest," shouted Karibayev. "No, no, no, you're not arrested." And they all laughed at the misunderstanding, Azad testified. But when Karibayev then asked if he should have an attorney, Azad replied, "The agency doesn't provide legal advice. You have to decide for yourself." The interrogation lasted until 12:30 in the morning, but Karibayev and Tazayakov were held until 4. Except for a donut, no food was offered. And the defense says when Karibayev, still undressed, asked for a blanket, an FBI agent replied, "We don't have anything for you." What Karibayev and Tazayakov didn't know at the time, and what was disclosed late in the day, was that there was a lawyer who wanted to help them. In his written statement to the court, attorney Robert Griffin says he called the state police barracks and spoke to the trooper in charge, who asked, quote, "Who the F are you? How the effing did you insert yourself into this?" Griffin says he told the trooper he was appointed as a public defender after word got out that students were being questioned about the Marathon bombings. Judge Douglas Woodlock has asked the FBI to investigate whether the state trooper ever told the Bureau's agents on the scene about the lawyer's call, but it may have little impact on the pretrial hearing. Under state law, denial of access to an attorney could be grounds to suppress the testimony, but not under federal law. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.